You know, we almost never celebrate birthdays on the actual days here because we always forget. Not in the case of Andre Darlis. Every year, bang! Right there.
No, thank you guys for that.
Right there on the day.
Nice.
And Mary Vandeveld, the director of all things traffic-related, and also the head pastry chef of the Steve Cochran Show.
I don't think I am for long. Karen Ennett has joined the group. Look at this ice cream cake.
She made an ice cream cake?
Don't get so excited. Amazing. Mary's here.
Oh. Wait, let me just say, Mary's Portillo chocolate cake is always phenomenal and great because you guys are always like, oh, do you want to get a cake? And I'm like, no, Mary, will you make it? And Mary's had a lot going on personally and, you know, with the family. So thank you guys for doing that.
Mm-hmm. So a couple of cakes made, an ice cream cake and a Portillo's chocolate cake, both for you for your birthday.
That's so nice. Thanks, you guys.
Right, double the cake. Of course, Mark Carmen already bit into this one.
What are you doing for your birthday?
Hey, she's like every 29-year-old, she's going to a water park.
How about that? I know Stephanie Menendez is planning for the station. You know, we do these work outings, these group outings. So we're going to the water park in Whiting, Indiana today, the floating water park.
Of course you are.
And then dinner later tonight.
Yeah, of course you are.
So it'll be fun.
You're all going to dinner after the water.
Well, no, not everybody.
I can't believe this radio station will be empty at noon on a Friday. What a shock.
It's team building.
You could come here in December at noon on a Friday, in February at noon on a Friday, and in August at noon on a Friday, and no one is in the building.
I will say the best team building is letting people leave the office.
Totally.
That puts everyone in a good mood.
Steve, wouldn't you have to be here at noon on a Friday to know there's no one here at noon on a Friday?
I'm only one man. Yeah. I can't stay here that late.
That's good.
Well, at 10:10, it starts clearing out. When we're done with the show and we go up there, it already looks...
Except for the newsroom, there's always people in the newsroom.
That's true.
There's always 14 more people than you need in the newsroom, and only three of them are working.
Not on Fridays.
That's true.
Yeah. The news continues, by the way, even if the staff isn't here to cover it.
Right.
The birthday plan, then, is the water park.
Yeah,
and
water park.
Then, don't you have your mother buying you something for your birthday? Is she throwing you a party where your friends can come over?
No, she's taking me to dinner tomorrow night. We're going to go to the firehouse, the Chicago firehouse. Just opened up.
And what's hip for birthday parties now? Laser tag? Bounce house? What would you
water like? Parks in Whiting, Indiana.
Yeah. That sounds
what is
about
hip
it.
Now? Yeah.
Mani Pedis.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do that, I
Chuck
think,
E. Cheese.
Next week.
You could do one of those wine paint parties. Those are also popular.
Mani Pedi.
I'm going to one of those tonight. A wine painting, a sign party.
You know, I get why it's a social thing, but it seems like the paintings will suck with the more wine you have, right?
It's going to be bad. I can't paint it to begin
I think
with.
You have to drink the wine to paint.
Don't they do a booze and pottery thing, too?
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
I'd love to go to that.
Yeah.
That's an afternoon with you and Dave Ennett, though.
Yeah.
You guys do
booze
your ghost reenactment.
They sit on each other's lap. And,
the
you know,
booze and bomb-making business didn't go anywhere.
No.
That never took off.
Not for Kim Jong-un either.
And then, Sandberg, you have an anniversary this weekend.
Yes, tomorrow's my one-year anniversary. Woo-hoo. I'm very excited.
Happy anniversary to you, Woo-hoo. To Pat. I mean, a lot of us said it wouldn't go this long.
I know.
But you had a full year.
I know, a full year. And we got through it even though you didn't officiate for us.
It's hard to officiate a wedding I'm not invited to.
It seems like that
would have been wrong.
Hey, I have a question. Do you still save, is this still the tradition where you save the wedding cake and then you eat a piece a year later?
That's so gross.
So I do have...
you want to wait for the answer before you say it's gross?
We did take, we took cake home because they gave it to us because it was just a small wedding, but they surprised us with the cake. And you're supposed to save it, but I've been eating it throughout the year. So I have a wedge left.
Oh, so that's tonight then?
Well, technically tomorrow, I guess.
Tomorrow,
But it was so good. It's still good. Anything in the freezer can be, you know, a cold pastry. Dicey.
By the way, somebody asked yesterday what you really wanted for your anniversary. Was it DiGiorno's pizza?
No, though DiGiorno pizza is very good. Well, first of all, Pat and I, for our anniversary, bought a new mattress firm bed.
Yeah, so you go.
Yep. You already need a new one after a year?
That's
Mary, because we just started sharing a bed a year ago.
Yeah.
I'll get one of those this weekend.
Vandeveld working
so
blue.
And we'll be married many more years because we have that new bed, and I can't feel him flopping around.
See?
We're going to dinner where we had our wedding last night.
At Chicago Cut.
Yep, at Chicago Cut.
What table will you be at so people can come by and say hi?
I'm not sure. I think we're going to be outside, but I think the first year gift is meat in addition to mattresses.
Meat and mattresses.
Yeah. Is that true?
And the kids
No. Meat is the
I think it's paper.
I thought it was paper.
It's paper. Something like that. Paper.
It is paper, and I wanted to save this as a surprise, but I got you and Pat couples origami, which I think is great.
Nice. Beautiful.
And then the kids are going to be at dinner with us because we have the kids, and then we're kicking off our family vacation on Sunday morning. We're going to Wisconsin, so you won't see me for a few days. But last Saturday, Pat and I went on our anniversary date. He and I went and saw Darius Rucker at Ravinia.
Oh, nice.
And it was the most fun I've had in so long. If you haven't been in Ravinia in a while...
Outside of working here.
Yes. I would suggest going again. And we sat in seats, which I haven't sat in seats at Ravinia in forever. And it's so intimate. And he was so great. And Rodney Foster also played with him. And it was like, the sound is so good. And it's so clean. The bathrooms stay clean like all day and night.
And so I just think it's great that...
It's a respectful crowd.
I just think it's great that Pat at his age is still trying. Yeah, that's tremendous.
Oh, trying. Yeah. Well, I set it up, but he didn't have anything to do with it. But we both love Darius, so we stood there like all the other white people and sang along.
Did a little clapping.
Yeah, a little bopping and whatnot. So
do you feel that during the concert, Darius gets whiter?
No, he was so cute, though. And Pat,
he's like, a nice guy. Have you ever met him?
No.
But he's a really nice guy. I remember him when he was Hootie.
I remember Hootie.
And he had some Blowfish.
Yep.
He played some of those songs. He also sang some Garth Brooks. He's just the coolest.
Yeah,
that's
good.
He liked every single song I sang along. So if you were sitting next to me, it was very annoying.
And by the way, if you're going to Chicago Cut tonight.
Tomorrow night,
I should say. Mary sings through the entire dinner.
And I don't have a good voice. So anyway.
Final word from you?
I just want to say happy anniversary to you
and
your wonderful husband. And thank you, seriously, for planning this and just, you know, it's always nice to be here. I used to always take my birthday off, you know, so you do whatever you wanted to do.
Not anymore. I'm cracking a whip.
No, there's no place I'd rather be than with you guys.
That's
so much
very
fun.
Nice.
I'm serious. It's so much fun working with you guys. And thank you for making the cake, Mary. And thanks, Dave and Karen and Mike for the coffee. And you guys are the best. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Card. Well, I'll give you a card off the air. Sorry.
Okay.
I forgot about the card.
Where is the card?
You guys figure that out.
I love you guys.
I'll go ahead and continue with the show.
Love you guys.
Love you back.
Thank you.